the top three reasons why we become stressed and overwhelmed as wives, mothers, professionals, entrepreneurs, sisters, daughters, you name it. We're going to go about women and the women's balancing act. So some days you feel, and I've got this written down, so if I'm looking over here, then just don't worry about that because we've got to get this stuff going and I've got four pages, so we'll do it quickly. So some days you feel like you're superwoman. So you are rocking out being a wife, being a mother, being an entrepreneur, being a professional woman. You're rocking it, right? Some days you feel like you're really winning. Everything's going great. You know, you're on top of the world. You're celebrating. And then other days, and we're talking quite a few other days, you're feeling burnt out. You're feeling stressed. You're feeling overwhelmed. And you're just like, you're mad at the world because the world is literally lying across your shoulders. You're just like, what is going on here? Why are things so overwhelming? Why can't I just get a handle on it? Now, why do you think you're stressed and overwhelmed? And I posted about this before and a lot of women commented, because I did it in a few places, but a lot of people commented some really awesome, amazing things of why they're feeling stressed and overwhelmed and what they thought were the most stressful things about being a wife and a mother and an entrepreneur. So I'm going to go backwards because all three of these points tie into number one. And so we're going to start with number three. And number three is there isn't enough time. This one's a huge one. So you're constantly running around with your, like a chicken with your head cut off. You're trying to do all of these different things. You're trying to make sure this is done and make sure that's done. And if you don't finish the laundry, the dinner, you know, lunches for the kids, meal prep for the week, if you don't, you know, go to the gym, if you don't make sure that your husband or your partner's taken care of, you know, you're trying to balance and juggle all these things. And then you feel like a failure if you're not getting them done, right? You're juggling all these things. You're trying to do all these things. And if you don't get them all done, you feel like a failure. You feel like you need to have a clear set routine, right? So there's not enough time. People are suffering or struggling and you're not getting these done and you feel like you're failing your whole, like everybody, your business, your partner, your children, everything, your clients. You feel like you're failing all this stuff if you're not getting it done. And you're saying to yourself, I need a routine. Like I have to have this routine. I have to have everything done. I have to have it taken care of. It all has to be, you know, put in this little bubble. And if I don't get it done, then I'm like this epic failure. Which leads into point number two, perfectionism. So we as women and quite often as women, we get caught up in perfectionism. Everything has to be perfect. We have to make sure that, you know, we're superwoman. Everything has to be great, right? It's our responsibility to make sure that our partners are taken care of and that they're happy and that they're healthy and they're getting all of their needs met. As a mom, you're told you have to give to your children 100%. You're constantly taking on their responsibilities. You have to make sure that they're doing their homework. You have to make sure that they're doing their chores. If they're older, you have to make sure that they're taking care of themselves and not getting into drugs and alcohol and, you know, signing up to go to college and finishing high school. And if they're sick, then you've got all of these other things going on there. I have a daughter with type 1 diabetes. It's crazy, right? And if I don't check to make sure that she has all of her supplies or, you know, remind her to check that she's got all of her supplies, everything that's going on, one thing after another, and she's sitting there, I have to do it. And if I don't do it, then again, it's my responsibility, right? Then you get into, you know, the perfectionism of if anybody's unhappy, it's your fault, right? Because you have to make sure that everything's good. If your kids are missing something or your husband can't or your partner can't find their keys or, you know, your kids aren't doing their homework, maybe your kids are acting like assholes. I know that happens quite often. And then oh, it must be the parents, you know, because the parents are responsible for the children. And if the kids don't do this, you know, it must be the mom. What's the mom teaching them? Why isn't the mom on their ass? Like, there are so many dynamics that make us feel like we have to be perfect in everything that we do all the time, every day. Then you go on to, you know, the perfectionism of, you know, being busy as an entrepreneur, as a professional woman, right? You've got all these things that you've got to do for work. You've got clients who need your help. You've got programs that you're launching. You've got, you know, you've got to make sure that you're at top of your game so that your clients see that you're at the top of your game. And if you don't, right, like if your business has to be run perfectly, you have to be in your business 24/7 while still balancing your family and still balancing, you know, and that goes hand in hand with the time and it goes hand in hand with the perfectionism. And then you're sitting there going, well, what the F, right? Like what's going on here? Why can't I get it done? I can't take any time off. If you feel like you know, put one thing aside, maybe you decide that you're not going to go out with the family for dinner. Maybe you decide that you're, you know, not going to go to the retreat that you're supposed to go to. Maybe you're not taking the new program that's come out. And now all of a sudden, you feel like everything's going to go to shit because you're not getting it done, right? You're not getting it done. But wait, you're Superwoman, right? You're Superwoman. You're supposed to have it all done. You're supposed to have everything perfect. You know, you're sitting there going, you know, I'm Superwoman. I got this, right? I got this. I can pull myself back up again, you know, get it all together. But honey, you're not Superwoman, right? These are all valid feelings. They're all valid beliefs. They're all, you know, you can pick yourself up again and you can, you know, make yourself feel better and you can say, you know, I'm stressed right at the moment and I got this and everything's going to be better. But you're still yourself. And that leads into point number one. And this one ties them all together. Are you doing what you need to do for you, right? Your needs. You aren't just a mother. You aren't just a wife. You aren't just a boss. You aren't just a professional woman. You have all of these hats to wear. But underneath all of those hats, you're still you. You're not anybody else. Are you comparing yourself to others? Maybe Cindy down the street has it all better than you, right? Maybe she's got her head stuck on, like locked on her head. She's not freaking out. She's never overwhelmed. She looks great all the time. She, you know, she's never stressed. She's never overwhelmed. She's never late. She, you know, they take vacations all the time. What do you think Cindy down the street's doing? Making time for herself, right? Now, you're you. You know, you like taking long walks on the beach or in nature to clear your head. You like making sure that you spend Sunday evenings having family dinners. You know, those old classic family dinners where everybody in the family would get together on Sundays. They'd all have dinner. It was that time where everybody got together. But you're not doing that. Maybe you like to have special time with your partner. Are you doing that? If you're feeling like there isn't enough time, you're feeling like it's your responsibility to do everything under the sun for yourself, for your partner, for your kids, for your business, for your life, and how dare you not get it all done because you can't take time for yourself, right? So you get that guilt. Somebody else mentioned that as well. And that's a huge part of that is when we have all these hats that we wear as women, as, you know, all this balancing act that society puts on us. As women, if we're not wearing all those hats and we're not perfect in all those hats, if we're not making enough time for everything or putting all of our time into all those hats, then we're failures. And if how dare we think about taking time for ourselves, right? Maybe you want to do hot yoga once a week. Maybe you want to, you know, going to the gym is one thing because, you know, you have to go to the gym and you have to feel good and you have to lose weight. Why? When I say that number one thing is you, it's your needs, it's your beliefs. You keep putting all of these other people and all of these other things above you. You're burning yourself out. So how are you making time for you? How are you removing the belief that's keeping that perfectionism in place? How are you asking for help? Because honestly, if you're feeling like it all has to be perfect and the expectations are, because expectations is another huge one, right? But that goes hand in hand with your beliefs, right? You believe that your partner expects you to do all this. You believe that your kids expect you to do all this. Are you actually sitting down and asking them all for help? Right? Are you stressing yourself out because you're not getting everything done every day? You're not getting, you know, X, Y, Z and A, B, and C done. That you're just sitting there going, well, I'm not getting it done. I'm a failure, right? I'm not capable of doing this. I took on this responsibility and, you know, nobody's helping me. But are you actually asking? Are you putting in the effort to make time for yourself, to make time for your family, to make time for your business, and do it all in a way that's not going to kill yourself? So we talked about this yesterday and I'm going to talk about it again because obviously this week we're talking about my new program. And it's called the Women's Balancing Act. And the point of this program is to help you remove the beliefs, get in touch with you, right? Find out who are you? What do you need? What do you believe? But again, most importantly, what do you need? What do you need that you're not getting? What do you need help with? What do you need to do for you? Right? So the point of this program is removing the beliefs and patterns that are creating the stress and overwhelm, because that's number one. Number one, you want to remove the stress and overwhelm that you feel as a multi-hat woman. Multi-hat, right? Never mind if you're multi-passionate in business, because then you've got four or five different things that you do in your business all under this specific umbrella, and you're like, well, I have to do this and this and this and this and this. Then you add on mom. Then you add on wife. Then you add on friend. Then you add on daughter. Cousin, sister, all of it, right? The next part is communicating your needs. You need to learn how to communicate your needs to your loved ones, to your partner, to your children, right? To your business even. You can't be in your business 24/7. You can't be in your family 24/7. You've also got to make time for everything. So that leads into the third part of this program. Is creating an easy routine that's not strict, it's not overwhelming, it's not going to absolutely break you or make you lazy or make you a workaholic. It is going to take everything that matters to you and create an easy, relaxed routine so that you can get it all done and you can get rid of Manic Martha, who is trying to force you into being Superwoman every day of the week. Now that program is launching live. It is going to be happening November 12th. I believe it's November 12th. Sorry, I'm launching more than one program right now. So that program is launching. We are going to be running that program. So click the link in the description to get some more information on that program and move you forward.